There is no praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you. And do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And ask what follows. روى لنا الإمام أبو داود في سننه والإمام أحمد في المسند بسند صحيح أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يوشك أن تداعى عليكم الأمم كما تداعى الأكلة إلى قطعتها. قالوا يا رسول الله أو من قلة نحن يومئذ؟ قال كلا ولكنكم كثير ولكن غثاء كغثاء السيل. ولئن شكن الله أن ينزع المهابة من قلوب عدوكم وليقذفن في قلوبكم الوهم. قيل ما الوهم يا رسول الله؟ قال حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. فرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حسد. A time will come very soon when the other nations will gather around you and call each other to do this as they call each other to come to a feast. The Sahaba said, is it because we are few in number, O Messenger of Allah? He told them, no. You will be many, but you are like the foam on the ocean surface. The way it takes you right or left, any which way it goes, you travel and follow. And then the Messenger said, and Allah will raise the fear out of their hearts. Your enemies will no longer fear you. And you will put in your heart al-wahm. They said, what is al-wahm, O Messenger of Allah? He said, loving the dunya excessively and hating to die or meet Allah. Last week, ya ibad Allah, we discussed the sharh of the first of these, which is hubb al-dunya. Let us today focus our attention to the second half of the explanation of the word al-wahm, which is karahiyatul maut, hating to die, loving the dunya and hating to die. This is the poison that has been placed into the heart of the believers for loving the dunya, and at the same time, not just loving it excessively, but hating to leave it to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will focus our attention to two main points. أولاً الموت حق. Death is a truth and a reality. ثانياً أبشر ولا تحزن. Have glad tidings and happiness. Do not have sorrow. Do not feel sorrow or fear. And you may wonder why on this blessed day of Jumu'ah would the Imam choose to discuss a topic such as al-maut. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا من ذكر هادم اللذات. قالوا يا رسول الله ما هادم اللذات؟ قال الموت. رواه النسائي والترمذي وصححه الألباني حفظه الله. The Messenger ordered us by saying, increase greatly in your remembrance of the destroyer of lust. He said, O Messenger of Allah, what is the destroyer of lust? He said, death. Al-maut. An order from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be in constant remembrance of death and how it will arise and what happens to us after. So let us begin quickly with our first point, which is al-maut. Death is a truth and it is a reality. قال تعالى وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد. And the pain and the astonishment of death shall come with its truth. وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق. And the pain and the astonishment of death shall come with its truth. This is what you used to try to free yourself from and escape. You try to relieve yourself and try to escape that.
ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد.
وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق والحق أنك تموت والله حي لا يموت.
The pain and the astonishment of death shall come with its truth. And the truth is that you shall taste death and Allah is the Most High, you shall never taste death.
وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق والحق أن ترى ملائكة الرحمة أو ترى ملائكة العذاب.
And the pain and the astonishment of death shall come with its truth and its reality. And the truth is that you shall either see at the time of your death the angels of mercy or the angels of punishment.
وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق والحق أن ترى في قبرك روضة من رياض الجنة
أو حفرة من حفر النار. And the pain and the astonishment of death comes with its truth and reality.
And the truth and reality is that you shall either see a garden from the gardens of paradise in your grave, or you shall see a pit from the pits of the fire.
وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق والحق أن تكون من أهل الجنة أو تكون من أهل النار.
And the pain and the astonishment of death will come with its truth and reality. And this truth and reality is that you shall either be destined for the Jannah or you shall be destined for the fire.
قال تعالى يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء.
On a day when every soul shall be confronted with what it has done, good or evil. تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا. It will wish that between it and its evil deeds, the soul, there was a great distance far away from each other.
وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ.
And Allah is ordering you to fear Him.
وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ.
And Allah is warning you about Himself.
وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ.
Yet Allah is full of kindness to His obedient servants.
يا عباد الله الموت حق.
Death is a truth and it is a reality. This is why we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described for us the state that we will be in. Whether we will be from the righteous or from the evil. Allah has described what we will feel. What our families who may be present with us in the room may be thinking.
قال تعالى فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم.
Verily when the death of a person is imminent, why do you not stop his soul from leaving when it has reached the throat?
وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون.
And you are standing in and around him, looking at him at that moment.
ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكننا تبصرون.
Yet we are closer to him than you, but you cannot see.
فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين.
If you truly feel that you will not be held accountable, that you will not be in the same place he is in or she is in, return its soul to its body if you are truthful.
فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ.
If he was from those who are close to Allah, if he was from those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shall have rest and content and gardens of delight to choose from.
وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ.
If he is from those of the right hand who worked righteous deeds and believed in Allah, then he will have safety and peace as of those of the right hand.
وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِّينَ فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ وَتَصْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ.
But if he is from those
who denied the truth. Who was misguided, then he shall have the pain and the punishment of boiling water and an eternal burning in the fire. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْحَقُّ الْيَقِينُ. Verily, this is the most absolute of truth with certainty, with yaqeen. فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. Then glorify and praise the name of your Lord, the Most High and the Most Mighty. Subhanallah, who has written death on everything He has created. And know, ya ibadallah, that you must prepare yourself for this moment that you shall all face. No one knows when. No one knows how. No one knows where. But we know it is coming. We know that we shall all taste death. Therefore, we have to prepare in following the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين بصر جماعة من الناس على ما اجتمع هؤلاء. The Rasul, who was standing with his companions, saw people gathered around something. He said, what are they doing? قالوا يحفرون قبرا. They are digging a grave, يا رسول الله. ففجع رسول الله فغادر بين يدي أصحابه حتى انتهى إلى القبر فجثى عليه فبكى حتى بلت دموعه الصرى. They told him they are digging a grave. He ran and left his companions from his distress and went to the grave and kneeled down beside it and began to cry until his tears filled the earth. Until his tears wet the ground. And then he turned to أصحابه وقال أي إخواني لمثل هذا اليوم فأعدوا. لمثل هذا فأعدوا. Prepare yourselves for a day that will arrive like this. Prepare yourselves for the day when you will be in the same position. When your family, when your wealth will come with you to the grave but will leave you. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال في الصحيحين أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يتبع الميت ثلاث. Three things will follow the deceased to his grave. أهله وماله وعمله. Your family will follow you. Your wealth may come. And your deeds, good or bad, will be with you. فيرجع اثنان. Two will leave you and return. ويبقى واحد يرجع ما أهله وماله ويبقى عمله. His family will leave. His money will go to someone else. And he will be alone in his grave with his amal. Good or bad. يا عباد الله. The key to salvation is التوحيد. التوحيد. Singling out only Allah in worship. Any dua. Any slaughtering, any type of ibadah, only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You would not go to a fortune teller. You would not go to a magician. For this is negating your tawheed. At-tawheed najah. Tawheed is your salvation. And anything else, halak. Anything else is destruction, ya Abdullah. Let us prepare ourselves for this time. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to work righteous deeds before our death. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to work righteous deeds in good health before we are sick and cannot. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to do righteous deeds in our youth before we are older and cannot. Al-amal, it is all that you will be left with. You will be in your grave, ya Abdullah, in two sheets. Two white cotton sheets. Nothing more, nothing less. All what you have accumulated will leave. Illa amal. Except your actions. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally before I sit down for Jilsatul Istiraha, to give us blessing in doing amal for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have glad tidings and happiness, and do not have fear or sorrow. قال تعالى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا. For those who say Allah is our Lord alone, the only one we worship, ثم استقاموا, then they adhere to this and follow this and implement this statement of theirs. تتنزل عليهم الملائكة. The angels descend upon them, as the ulama of tafsir of this verse have said, at the time of their death. تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. The angels descend upon them in their death and say, have no fear, have no sorrow, have the glad tidings of the Jannah that you have been promised for working these righteous deeds. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. We were your friends in the dunya and in the akhirah. ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون. The Jannah that you have been promised, you will have anything you wish or desire and anything you ask for. For in the Jannah, ya ibad Allah, just thinking of something, you will receive it. Before even asking, wishing for something, ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون, and also what you will ask for. نزلا من غفور رحيم. A reward from the most merciful and the most forgiving. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه ومن كره لقاء الله كره الله لقاءه. Whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And whoever hates to meet Allah, Allah hates to meet him. So Aisha, who is the narrator of the hadith which is found in Bukhari and Muslim, said, Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Nabi Allah, Akrahiyatul Mawt, فَقُلْ لَنَا نَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتِ. Is it about hating to die? We all hate to die. قَالَ لَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. It is not what you think, O Aisha. وَلَكِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. But for the believer, إِذَا بُشِّرَ بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانِهِ وَجَنَّتِهِ أحب لقاء الله وأحب الله لقاءه. When the mu'min hears of Allah's mercy and his happiness and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's jannah, he wishes to meet Allah. He loves to meet Allah, so Allah will in return love to meet him. وَإِنَّ الْكَافِرُ. But after the disbeliever, إِذَا بُشِّرَ بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ وَسَقَطِهِ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ وَكَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. But for the disbeliever who, when he hears of the punishment set in store for him and the anger that Allah will have for him for committing these evil deeds, he will hate to meet Allah, and Allah in turn will hate to meet him. Ya ibad Allah, I leave you with one final hadith which is muttafaqun alayhi, agreed upon, which the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined two groups at the time of death. You are one or the other. You are one or the other at the time of your death. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حين مر عليه بجنازة قال مستريح أو مستراح منه. The Rasul, a funeral procession passed by him, and he said, he is the person in it is either relieved or the people are relieved of him. فَحَجِبَ الصَّحَابَ. The Sahaba were astonished. He said, مَنْ مُسْتَرِيخُ وَمَنْ مُسْتَرَاءٌ مِّنْهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Who is the relieved person? And who is the one that people are relieved of him? قال, الْمُسْتَرِيخُ الْعَبْدُ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَسْتَرِيحُ مِنْ نَصَبِ الدُّنْيَا وَأَذَاهَا إِلَى رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The believer who is obedient to Allah and worships him, when he passes away, he is relieved of the punishment that he may have seen in the dunya. or the tests that he may have seen in the dunya, whether it is poverty, losing his family, losing his wealth, losing his land, إِلَى رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, and enters into the mercy of Allah. وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الْفَاجِرِ, but as for the servant who is a deviant or is disobedient, تَسْتَرِيحُ مِنْهُ الْعِبَادِ وَالْبِلَادِ وَالشَّجَرِ وَالْدَوَابِ, but as for this disobedient person, you will find that men, cities, trees and animals are relieved that he has gone. Imagine, Ya Abdullah, what state will you be in? Will you be relieved of the dunya? Or will the dunya be relieved of you? Al-ibad, all the worshippers. Wal-bilad, cities as a whole. Wal-shajar, trees and animals are relieved of this type of person who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, count yourself, insha'Allah, among those who will have istiraha, who will be relieved from the dunya, insha'Allah, and work to attain this goal. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon the dead of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to have mercy upon us in our time of death, or in our time of pain, and in our time of sickness.